The story I want to tell you today happened about 25 years ago in Mexico City. Now, one of the things about Mexico City is that for many years, it may even be till today, it has the greatest population, the most people in any city in the entire world. Over 20 million people in the city of Mexico City. Now, one of the things about living in Mexico City is, Isaac Pinchas says, no. How many? All right. In Mexico City, every once in a while, they have an earthquake. They're prone to earthquakes. Now, Baruch Hashem, we don't have many earthquakes here, but earthquakes could be very dangerous. Baruch Hashem, in the story that we have here, it's a story about somebody who did not get hurt. Him and his family did not get hurt in the earthquake, but it was a very large earthquake. Now, let me tell you about Mr. Bornstein. Reb Shmuel Bornstein had a business in the garment district. He had a shmata business. He used to deal with clothing, with fabric in Mexico City. And he had a big warehouse. He had a big building for his business. And in the warehouse, what he did was, it was on the fourth floor of a tall 10-floor building. He had the entire fourth floor. And in the warehouse, it was a lot of space. He built a beis medrash and a shul. And all the people who were Jewish and wanted to daven mincha in the afternoon, sometimes ma'ariv if there was an early ma'ariv, would come to this beis medrash, to this shul, and daven or learn when they could. And this was Mr. Bornstein's pride and joy. He loved this beis medrash. He spent as much time as he could in that beis medrash during the day. It wasn't his regular shul that he davened in the mornings or Shabbos and Yom Tov. But at least when he was at the business, he had a few extra minutes. He would go in there and grab a sefer and learn a little bit. He would daven mincha, and they had a daily minyan. It was a very, very special place. Now, one morning, Mr. Bornstein was in his regular shul, not in his warehouse shul, and he was davening shachris. It was before Yom Kippur, a few days before Yom Kippur, and he was saying Slichus and Shul early in the morning, and suddenly an earthquake began, and the ground began to shake. It was 8.1 on the Richter scale, which is a tremendous, tremendous earthquake in 1985. Tremendous earthquake. Thousands of people, sadly, passed away from this earthquake. Baruch Hashem, Mr. Bornstein and his family were fine. But the earth started to shake for 3 minutes straight, which is a humongous amount of time for an earthquake. And Mr. Bornstein, Baruch Hashem, and the people in the shul, everybody were fine. But he was worried that perhaps his business in downtown Mexico City, where it was hit very hard, perhaps his business, and more importantly, perhaps his beis medrash did not survive the earthquake. And truth be told, many, many buildings actually fell down in this earthquake. The earth shaking with such force, it causes buildings to fall down. And so Mr. Bornstein quickly ran home. He made sure everybody in his family and his relatives and his friends and his neighbors were okay. And he decided to go to his business to see if everything survived. He turned the corner onto the street where the 10-floor building would usually stand. And lo and behold, he looked up to where the building usually is, and all he saw was dust and smoke and debris floating around. There was no building. Oy vey. Mr. Bornstein is so sad. What am I going to do? And he gets a little closer and a little closer, and he realizes that maybe not everything is lost. He looks at the building and he sees the first 6 floors of the building collapsed. But not into the building, they fell outwardly. And the last 4 floors of the building remained intact together with his business and his shul. Mr. Bornstein was very sad on one hand that all this destruction happened. On the other hand, he was very grateful to Hashem that his Beis Medrash and his business survived. So he came closer and he realized that there's a lot of debris there and so on. But he was able to make his way into his business, and because all the windows were closed and it remained intact, he was able to go in there and he took out the Sifrei Torah and he took out a few other things just to make sure that in case it could be dangerous, the rest of the building collapsed. He took them out and he brought them home. A few hours later, he went back. A few days later, he went back. Because a few days later was Monday morning. Over Shabbos, there was an aftershock. Aftershock means after the earthquake, sometime later, there's another mini earthquake, just the aftershock of the main earthquake. Sometimes the aftershock is very, very strong. If the main earthquake is very strong, then the aftershock is a little less than the main earthquake, but it could be tremendous. And on Shabbos, they felt it. So Monday morning, when he went to his business, he was very, very worried that maybe this time it did fall down. And again, he came there and he saw that it remained standing. But this time, on Monday morning, he saw that the government had already brought cranes to knock down the building, the rest of the building, because they were afraid. Because beneath this building, which used to be 10 floors high, was a train station underground, a subway. And they were afraid that if the rest of the building collapses, it may affect the subway. And so they decided they're going to knock it down and remove all the weight from that place and then build again in a safe way. And Mr. Bornstein is standing there and he says, Hashem, please help save my Beis Medrash. Help save my business. And he goes closer and he sees the cranes are there and they have big chains on them and they're wrapping the chains around the two pillars of the building and they're going to yank at the two pillars of the building and pull them in so that the building falls down. And they go, one, two, three. And both of the crane drivers press on the gas and you hear loud noises. But nothing happens. And they try again, and they try again, and they try again. Nothing happens. Baruch Hashem. Mr. Bornstein goes over to them and he says, please, save the building. You see, it's very strong. It's not going to cause any damage. I said, no, we have to come back with stronger equipment and take down the building. Mr. Bornstein understood that nothing's going to be left to the building. He went inside. He packed up a bunch of boxes of more svarim and more things that he needed. And he took them out of the building and he brought them home. The next day he came back and sure enough, the government tractors were there. They came with much stronger equipment. And again, they wrapped up the two pillars of the building. And they're pulling and pulling and pulling and pulling. They tried many times. And whatever they tried, nothing helped. And after a few hours, they turned to Mr. Bornstein and said, you have your wish. This building has proven to be very strong, and we don't fear that it's going to cave in. And so the building will remain. All you'll have to do is build a roof on the building, and everything will remain as is. That's a beautiful story about how Hashem protected a special Beis Hashem. Every shul and every Beis Medrash is a Beis Hashem. It's a mini Beis HaMikdash. It's a house of Hashem. Hashem made sure that this beautiful shul and special shul remained standing.